Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning a maimer in the Pachat Yitzchak, maimer hey, Rosh Hashanah, Lerefuas, Zechariah, Kalman, Hakoin ben Yael Margalit, and Rafael Eliezer ben Leah, and Chaya Mira Mindelbas Chava Golda, and Eliel Yael ben Achama Riven, Yehuda ben Sion ben Naomi, Avim Yishayel ben Aviva, and Zara shall kill me for Amos ben Shoshana Reis, Yisrael Chaim Mechana Rochel, Nechagito Bas Rochel Esther. Today we're going to be talking about the Ma'amakim. And all of Tehillim, all Tehillim is me Ma'amakim. All Tehillim, we're calling out to Hashem from the depths. That's Tehillim. That's the only Sefer that the whole Sefer in Tanakh is crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All types of Nigunim and Shevach. All these musical instruments we talk about in Tehillim, and all different types of praise. But there's only one parak in Tehillim, even though the whole Tehillim is Mimam Mokim, is from the depths. There's only one parak of Tehillim that we say comes from the depths of the soul. Shir Ma'alos, Mimam Mokim, Kron Sichu Hashem. And that parak of Mimam Mokim from the depths is talking about Shuvah. We Yifta Es Yisrael, God will be pulled us from all of our avonos. So we want to understand what's pshat in this inyan of mimam mokim as it relates to tshuva. Why dafka here, even though the whole tehillim is mimam mokim? Why dafka when we get to this parak talking about tshuva, do we use the word mimam mokim from the depths? How do the depths relate specifically to tshuva? In Chazal we find that Torah with respect to tefillah, says Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud, is Chai Olam as opposed to Chai Shah. Tefillah is eternal life. Torah is eternal life, and tefillah is temporary life. Rashi says, why is tefillah temporary life? Because he davens for Chai Shah like Mizonos and Refuah. So Rashi is very difficult to understand for two reasons. First of all, we also daven for Chai Olam. We daven for Das, we daven for Tshuva, we daven for Atzlach and Limud Torah. And not only that, but according to Rashi, the only difference between Chai Olam and Chai Shah is between Torah and tefillah. But that's not true. Because all mitzvahs in contrast to tefillah are chai olam. All mitzvahs are about eternal life. So why dafka would we contrast Torah and tefillah? Torah is eternal life and tefillah is chai shah. All mitzvahs are chai olam compared to chai shah of tefillah. Tefillah is the only mitzvah you're davening for this worldly things. Give me mizonos, give me refuah. So in order to understand this, we need to go to a ma'aral. The ma'aral says that based on the Gemara says that when you walk to shul, you should walk to a further away shul this way. You get schar psias, you get schar for walking to shul. If you have a further away shul, you should go to that shul. This is the Ma'aral, this doesn't apply to sukkah. If you have two sukkahs, you don't get schar for going to the closer sukkah, and not to the further sukkah. You don't get schar for going to the further sukkah, not to the closer sukkah. Dafka by shul, the only mitzvah you see, go further, walk more. Why walk more? The ikar is to get to shul. Ma'aral says, because Hashem is in the shul. And therefore, dafka in a shul, you're nimshach achrei Hashem Yisbarach, you're going after Hashem. What does the Ma'aral mean? How is going to shul any different than there? You're supposed to walk a further distance, whereas if you have two sukkahs, one in your backyard, one around the block, don't go to the one in your backyard, go to the one around the block. We don't say that. We say, go to the one in your backyard, just do the mitzvah already. But by tefillah, we say, no, dafka, walk to the further away shul. Because God's in shul, the Ma'aral says, and when you go to shul, you're going after God. What does that mean? So first we have to make a fundamental distinction between all mitzvahs and tefillah. All mitzvahs, the explanation is that you're doing the mitzvah, and through doing the mitzvah you get kirvas elokim, you get close to Hashem. Tefillah is different. With respect to tefillah, the mitzvah is kirvas elokim. It's not you're doing a mitzvah and then you get kirvas elokim. It's that the mitzvah is kirvas elokim. The mitzvah is to create a matzav of kirvas elokim. That's the mitzvah. And you see this in numerous halachas. For example, when you finish davening, until you move your feet, until you move from your space, you still have a din of omid b'fnei ha-melech, like the Mishnah Berurah says. You're still omid b'fnei ha-melech. Look at Mishnah Berurah, simekuf chapeis, you've cut in hay. Omid b'fnei ha-melech. Why? The mitzvah is over. If you finish davening, the mitzvah is over. Why, as long as you're standing there, you omid b'fnei ha-melech? No. Because you created a matzav of kirvas elokim, and this matzav continues until you left this spot. If you give tztaka, so the act of tztaka is going to get you close to Hashem. But if you're still standing there next to the ani, It's the Kirvas Elokim is over, the mitzvah is done. But by tefillah we don't say that. As long as you're standing there, you still have Kirvas Elokim. There's a special Kirvas Elokim. The mitzvah is to create a matzav of Kirvas Elokim. And as long as you're standing there, you have what you wanted, you have the Kirvas Elokim. And it doesn't end until you actually leave. Even though the mitzvah of tefillah, qua mitzvah is over, but you still have the Kirvas Elokim. That's the goal of tefillah, to create this closeness to Hashem. So it's not mitzvah, outcome, Kirvas Elokim. It is, tefillah itself is Kirvas Elokim. And even when the mitzvah aspect is over, you still have the Kirvas Elokim until you move. So now we can understand the Kedusha of a Beis Knesses. Beis Knesses is not just a place to do a mitzvah, the mitzvah of tefillah. It's more than that. It's a place that's special to stand before the king, to find a place for Kirvas Elokim. And now we can understand the difference between sukkah. Don't go to the further away sukkah, but go to the further away shul. The Ritva says in Megillah that if you're Ola Regel, it's not just a means, not just a Heksher mitzvah, that's just the means to getting to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah itself. Why? The mitzvah is to be in the Beis HaMikdash. The answer is no. A Beis HaMikdash is the place of Kirvas Elokim. Every step you go towards the Beis HaMikdash is getting you closer to God. Because when you walk a step closer, that means that you're diminishing the distance. And the mitzvah is having no distance. So therefore, every step you take of diminishing the distance is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Because you're getting less and less distance. Every step you take towards the Beis HaMikdash is an act of Kirvas Elokim. And therefore, when you walk to shul, it's not just that you're getting Kirvas Elokim, it's you're walking to the mitzvah. You're walking to a place of Kirvas Elokim. So as far as the mitzvah of tefillah, you're right, it's only a heksher mitzvah tefillah to get to the shul. It's like you're walking to do your bris milah. It's only a heksher mitzvah. But as far as walking to a makom of Kirvas Elokim, the halicha itself is a mice of iskar, it's a mice of getting close. And therefore, if you walk to the further away sukkah, it's only a means to the mitzvah, so don't. Go to the closer sukkah. But if you walk to a shul, ever, you get schar psias, because you're nimshach achar Hashem Yisbarach, like the Maharal says. You're going after God. That since the shul is a place of Kirvas Elokim, every step you take towards the shul is another act of getting closer and closer. So Hadarav, go to the further away shul. Now just like tefillah has a special Kirvas Elokim that other mitzvahs don't have, Torah also does. Torah means that you're mishaych yourself to the wisdom of Hashem that's encapsulated in His will. Hishtaychut l'chochmaso shel makom hagnusa b'soch ritzano. That's a special Kirvas Elokim. Getting close to Hashem's chochma. All other mitzvahs are ratzon Hashem. Tefillah is getting close to the chochma of Hashem that's within the ratzon. So that's a special Kirvas Elokim. So now when we talk about the contrast between Torah and Tefillah, we talk about the contrast between Chai Olam and Chai Shah on that level. That was after we talk about Tefillah as being a special Iskarbis Lashem, and Torah as being a special Iskarbis Lashem, that's the common denominator. Now, once we've had that common denominator, the Gemara is going to contrast Torah and Tefillah. As before, we said all mitzvahs are Chai Olam and Tefillah is Chai Shah. No. Because we're talking here not about all mitzvahs as opposed to tefillah. We're talking about the mitzvahs that have a special Kirvas Elokim. And on that level, it's a completely different level. On that level of mitzvahs that have a special Kirvas Elokim, we're going to contrast those two mitzvahs. What are those two mitzvahs? Torah and tefillah. Torah, because you're mishayach yourself not just to the ratzon amakom, it's also the ratzon amakom that you learn, but to the chokhmah that's within the ratzon. And tefillah, like we said, that the whole essence of the mitzvahs is Kirvas Hashem. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, Tefillah is Chai Olam, and Torah is Chai Olam, and Tefillah is Chai Isha. Why is Tefillah called Chai Isha? We said you're davening for Das also, davening for Torah also. The answer is, if I'm reading Rafitna correctly, that when you're davening, all davening is built on Chisaron, that you're lacking. The more you're lacking, the more you can daven. The more shlemus you have, your davening is going to be a better davening because you lack more. Torah isn't built on chisaron. Torah is built on shlemus. The more Torah you have, the better. You don't say, wow, what a great person. He doesn't know all of Shas. Now you don't say. But by tefillah you do say, wow, what a great person. Look at how much he lacks. Look at how he davens. We don't have a mile of somebody learns because he doesn't know anything. Adarav, the more he knows, the better he understands Torah. Torah is all one. In order to understand one thing, you have to understand something else. All connected. The more you know, the better your Torah. But by tefillah, the less you have, the greater your tefillah. Tefillah lani kiyato. Tefillah comes from anius, from a feeling of lacking. So tefillah is nourished by chisaron. And that's chayisha, that's this world. This world is the world of chisaron. That's why tefillah is called chayisha. It's a tefillah that relates dafka to this world. You daven for your mezonos. This world's a world of lacking. We're always lacking something. We're lacking this, we're lacking that. Torah, in contrast, is chay olam. Because Torah is created by shleimus. And that's chay olam. The eternal world is the world of shleimus. So now we understand. We had a kasha before. Everything is chay olam compared to tefillah. The answer is no. We're talking about mitzvahs that you have a special kirvas elokim. And those mitzvahs are only Torah and tefillah. And once the Torah and tefillah have this special kirvas elokim, then we can contrast them. So yes, they have special kirvas elokim, but they're created differently. The kirvas elokim with tefillah is created through chayisha, through what you lack. Zonos, parnasa, whatever it is, even Torah. But it's a chisara, that's this worldly. And Torah is created by shleimus. The more shleimus you have, the better your Torah, the more kirvas elokim you have through your Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah in his 17th Iker of Tefillah says that a Baal Tshuva has to daven for Mechilas Avonis, and he brings a pasuk. So Rabbeinu Yonah is clearly not talking about the chiyuv of the Baal Tshuva to daven. Like he has to daven for everything else. If he has to daven for his children, he davens for life, he davens for parnosa. Avadi has to daven for Mechilas Lich and Kapar. Here Rabbeinu Yonah isn't talking about mitzvah the chiyuv Tefillah. Here he's saying the Baal Tshuva has to daven mitzad chiyuv ha-tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva is mechayev a person to daven for mechilas avonos. V'klitaso shel chidush zeh letocha shel ha-nefesh ha-misasekes ba-avoydes ha-tshuva ki al-di ha-azbar ha-gnuz ma-alach ha-dvarim shen-azbar le-al. And to absorb this chidush into a soul that's involved in the avod of tshuva, it's through the explanation of the mahalach that was explicated earlier. That lo pashtu ki hakeif harachav shel tikkun amuvus kolav besocho kolav sharet shel nitzel arat letzadet tov. The broad, encompassing element of tikkun amuvus, of fixing what you messed up. Person's sins includes every possibility of using the evil for good. And since every sin makes a person into a Baal Chisara, and the Chisara creates within the person a need for Mechila, Slicha, and Kapara, and in the mouth of this Chisara is the key to Kirvas Elokim of Amida Bifnei HaMelech, it emerges then that when the Baal Tshuva davens for Mechila Savonos, he takes the chisaron that the sin caused him, even the word chayk means chisaron, and he uses it as a machshir for shleimus of kirvas elokim. This is a special din of tefillah by tshuva. Because a person has to take all of his sins, all the chisaronos he has, which tefillah is using your chisaronos, and use it as a means for shleimus of kirvas elokim. As we said before, tefillah has special kirvas elokim. It's the whole essence of the mitzvah. And this Baal Tshuva, the more chesronos he has, the more possibility there is for kirvas elokim, because he has more chesaruch, more chesronos. More averus, more chesronos. And he takes this empty space within him, and he fills it up with ruchnius. Fills it up with kirvas elokim. So you take all the ra, all the ra that we have within us, and we use it as an opportunity to get close to Hashem. Through sin, we're emptied out of our spiritual essence. And then, we have to make this now a kli kibble. Now it's an empty kli. Now we're all freed up. Now we're all empty inside. You can fill it up with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this happens when a Baal Tshuva is Omed Lifnei HaMelech, Malka Shalola, and he's Mispala Al Slichas Avanosef. Because what's tefillah? Tefillah is filling you up when you're empty. What's tshuva? Tshuva is that a person has all these averus which make him empty. And And now he wants to fill that up with Kirvas Elohim. All your tefillah turns into tshuva. The tefillah. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'mocho ma'avonos. Is now part of the tshuva process, like we said, mitzandine tshuva. Because tshuva, you have to be attacking the mu'uvas. What was the mu'uvas? Creating this empty space within you. This spiritual hollowness. This reikaniyut, as Rav Fitner calls it. He would probably call it reikanius. So we have to honor the memory of Maran Zatzal and speak his sprach. Sprach was Yiddish, but that's besides the point. But you see his beautiful poetic Hebrew. You have to take all the emptiness within you. Daven for Slicha Savonos. And now that emptiness becomes a mean for Kirvas Elohim. V'kan tamen hu agorim, because that's what tefillah is chesaro. The more chayt, the better the tefillah. V'kan tamen hu agorim ha-miyuchar ha-makashir sa-dibur ma-lodo slicha savonos im ha-moke ha-nefesh. And now we get back, b'sof ha-notes b'tchila, so we get back to where we started. The only perek that's mima-mokin is the perek on tshuva. The perek on slicha. Because these ma-mokin are not talking about the mile of tefillah, because all of Tehillim is tefillah. These ma'amokim are talking about the madreg of tshuva, a special ma'amokim of tshuva. Ki bavim mida asher hargosha ba'omek hachisaron shenigram al-yidei achet temushreshes yoser be'imke hanefesh. Bavim mida tehei ha'amida lifnei ha'melech ha'muka yoser. To the extent that a person feels the chisaron that was caused by the chet, it's deeper in his soul, his tefillah is going to be great. It's going to be a better omid b'fnei ha'melech. Omid b'fnei ha'melech is sustained by what? By hargosh of chisar. Umimela, ki gam ha'haficha shel reikonius l'kli kibul techter l'ma'amokim yoser p'nimi. Turning the reikonius, turning this emptiness into a kli kibul is going to go to the deeper parts of a person's soul. The more you feel your chisaron of your, the more I feel my chisaron of my chait, the deeper it is in my soul, the more I have to fill it up with, the bigger a kli I have. If you have an empty cup, 1 ounce, then you can only fill it up with 1 ounce. You have 2 ounces, then you can fill it up with 2 ounces. The more empty space you have, the more you can fill it up with mayim chayim. The more emptiness a person has even through his averis, the deeper his feeling of chisaron, and the more omid b'fnei ha-melech he has. It goes to a deeper and deeper place. The deeper the sin went, the deeper the kiras elokim. There's more and more space now for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enter. The end of the parak we say, Hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. The chasim of Hu yifteh really is connected to the beginning. It's connected to the mima mokim. What's pidyon? What is pidyon? Redemption. What's redemption? When you exchange one thing for something else. Chalifin and tmura, zeh tachas zeh, that's pidyon. Pidyon shvuyim. Take the captive, give you a million like they do in Brazil. They kidnap somebody, you give them $1 million. They return the person, they get their $1 million. The $1 million in exchange for the person. Definitely shouldn't be done. Pidyon, that's pidyon shvuyim. You exchange something else. Pidyon aben. I give the coin the 5 slum, he gives me my son. I never did it. My first child was a daughter. Ken Yerger. When a person calls out from the depths, what happens? Nifkas minachal toras reikonius. Now this empty space is no longer empty. Vinitpesis vo toras beis kibul. And now it receives the kiras elokim, all the kedusha, all the goodness, all the godliness. That's what happens when a person takes all the emptiness within him and he turns it into a kli kibul. And now we understand. Vikriya mima'amokim. That's how we start the parak. The depths. V'yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. There's a pidyon here. What's the pidyon? It's taking all the emptiness that's inside of me. And the more sins, the deeper. This whole parak is talking about tzlich and mechila. The more sins, the deeper the emptiness. And now you're poor, you're redeeming it with what? With kirvas Elokim. V'yifdes Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu pulled this from all of our avonos. From all of our avonos, that from there comes the pidyon. Because that's the tmura, that's the exchange. Now the avonus and the emptiness and the chisaron is exchanged with kirvas Elokim. So hayotzei lanu, like we like to do, to be misaken. Rav Futner, we see how beautifully, as he always does, he takes a concept which we thought was one, and he breaks it down into its parts. He says that tefillah and Torah are different than any other mitzvah, and that tefillah and Torah both have a special kirvas Elokim. The whole essence of tefillah is kirvas Elokim. And tefillah is different than all other mitzvahs, because in all other mitzvahs you're only getting to the ratzon of Hashem. Tefillah is not only ratzon Hashem, Torah is not only ratzon Hashem. When you learn Torah, you're getting to the chachma within the ratzon Hashem. Special kirvas Elokim. Therefore, tefillah is a special din to walk to a shul. Because every step is an act of kirva. And once we have tefillah and Torah on the same playing field, they both have kirvas Elokim. Now we can contrast them and say tefillah is chai shah, Torah is chai olam. Which means tefillah is built on chisaron, on what you lack, and Torah is built on what you have. And we also saw, besides the two types of mitzvahs, Torah and tefillah, as opposed to all other mitzvahs, we also saw the difference between the regular tefillah and the tefillah of a Baal Tshuva. There's a special chiyuv for a Baal Tshuva to daven. Of course, you have to daven for everything you need, but a Baal Tshuva especially. Because tefillah is taking emptiness. The tefillah of a Baal Tshuva, an old tefillah, is taking what you lack and trying to fill that up. And that's the special tefillah of a Baal Tshuva. Special tefillah of a Baal Tshuva is the sin made him lack. So now the Baal Tshuva has to daven now to fill himself up. And in this way, to become a kli kibble for a locus, for kirvas Elokim. Because that's the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva is taking what you lack and turning it into a kli for kirvas Elokim. And that's where tefillah comes in. Because that's tefillah's specialty. Tefillah's specialty is kirvas Elokim. And by tshuva, you have a special kirvas Elokim. And that all the spirituality you lack, and that's the chayisha, this world is about chisara. All the ruchnias that a person lacks. And then he davens, the more he lacks, the greater is tefillah, the greater the omid bifnei ha-melech. And that's the ma'amokim. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shir al Ma'alos, Mi Ma'amakim, Kor Asicha Hashem. Why the Ma'amakim? Because we're asking. Im Avanos Tishmori, Ka Hashem Mi'amod, Ki Imcha Aslicha, L'man Tivarei. Agav, I think it's the Ibn Ezra, Ki Imcha Aslicha. God, you can forgive me, L'man Tivarei, in order that I fear, because if you wouldn't forgive me, I wouldn't fear, because I'd be done. I'd be finished. No hope. But since you have Slicha, I know I can fear you, because there's hope for me. I'll go upon him. Before I forget, I also have to thank my friend, Shmuel Tzvi Rausch, Ben David Akiva, who bought me this Pachad Yitzchak that I'm learning from. Deva Kar Satov. Not that I don't want to, I have to. I'm doing mitoch kfiya, doing mitoch ava. Blessed is he, blessed is his new wife, and blessed are their future children. In any event, so this tefillah, the ma'amakim, you're calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so of course all of tefillah, all of tehillim has to be ma'amakim. But here, now that we're dealing with tshuva, tshuva, there's a special mitzvah in tshuva to daven, to fill up all my averus, all of what I lack, and to turn that into a kli for kirvas Elokim, and that's the huyiftes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Pidyon is exchanging one thing for another. So I'm exchanging the emptiness that was created by the sin, and I'm turning it into a kli for kirvas Elokim. That's the ma'amakim. The deeper the ma'amakim, the deeper the depths, the deeper the emptiness, the greater my tefillah. The greater the tefillah for tshuva. And the whole tefillah turns into tshuva. You don't find that by other tefillahs. When you daven for Torah, the tefillah doesn't turn into Torah. When you daven for mezonos, the tefillah doesn't turn into mezonos. But here the tefillah turns into tshuva. Because tshuva is filling what you lack. And that's what tefillah is asking for, what you lack. And the more of a chisaron, the better your tefillah. And that's exactly what tshuva is. Tshuva is that you're saying, I lack so much because of my averus, please fill me up. So the more you daven, the more tshuva you have. That becomes part of parcel of the ma'isa tshuva. That's the seventh. It's in the ikur, one of the ikurim of tshuva, is to daven. Because tshuva is to take, is to be, tikkun ha'me'uvos, is to fix everything that a person destroyed, is to fix that. And through tefillah, his tefillah turns into tshuva. Because he makes the reikonius that's within him, and he turns it into a kli for kirvas and lokim. We should be zelchem yitz Hashem, to call out to Hashem imam mokim, and he should answer all tefillos amo beis Yisrael, mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, a good gevenshti yor to all of my tireless sweet friends. Shalom, shalom.